Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning at 6:30. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Kansas health officials say the flu is increasing in most parts of the state. A Kansas Department of Health and Environment spokesman says three flu outbreaks have been confirmed in Sedgwick County, and another was confirmed in Douglas County. The department says the flu is expected to increase in Kansas, and it likely has not peaked in the state yet. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some moisture moving in from the south is giving us some low clouds to start today. We become partly cloudy this afternoon. Low 50s at noontime, 57 for the afternoon high. Cloudy overnight, our low near 40, mid-50s on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog, mist, and 48 degrees, southwest wind at 8 miles per hour. Today, the Wichita City Council will discuss possible changes in the city's fireworks ordinance, which bans the more powerful fireworks permitted by state law in other parts of Sedgwick County. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
I think we should have a couple of places around the city, half a dozen, who knows, where you can legally set off your larger fireworks, whether it's places like Buffalo Park or Cessna Activity Center, work out agreements with some of these places and let people have a safe place to go shoot your fireworks.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show right here on KNSS. An Amtrak train derailment left three people dead in Washington State. Passenger Patricia Freeman talked about the moment the train went off the tracks.
I was just on the floor like a pinball, and everything on that car was rubble.
This was the first time the Amtrak train was traveling on a new route. Indications are it was going far too fast. Republicans in Congress are moving closer to passing their tax cut plan after holdouts Senator Susan Collins and of Maine and Mike Lee of Utah announced their support Monday.
The final votes on tax reform could come today with the House of Representatives set to take the first votes. Virginia Republican Congressman Dave Brat telling Fox News, while the plan isn't ideal, he believes it is a major step forward.
We didn't get it perfect, but we got rid of a lot of deductions, a lot of the special interests, and that's the goal, right, is to harmonize taxes smoothly across everyone. Everybody gets a fair deal.
Democrats like House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi calling the plan a Frankenstein's monster with giveaways for the wealthy and powerful. Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn says a vote in the Senate could come tonight or Wednesday morning. Sean Langell, Fox News.
Instead of celebrating this holiday season, a mother is sorting through her belongings after a break-in at her home.
It happened over the weekend in southwest Wichita. Jenna Munoz says that on Sunday, when she came home and discovered the items were missing, she immediately called police. She estimates that about $15,000 worth of her belongings were taken. Electronics, cosmetics, gifts for her son, and even food were taken. The single mother believes it was a random attack and says her family and friends are helping her get through, but the support doesn't make the theft sting around the holidays any easier. Unfortunately, it's not the only recent break-in on the street. While Munoz has renter's insurance, it will take her a while to replace everything. Police are asking anyone with information on the incident to contact them. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
Oklahoma lawmakers have convened for the third time this year, beginning a second special session to try and patch the budget and shore up funding for key state health agencies. House and Senate each met briefly Monday afternoon, and lawmakers introduced two bills. KNSS News time now, 6:34, Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Tuesday morning, December 19th. Ted, let's see. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you about the little boy down in Mississippi. Yeah. A five-year-old Mississippi boy called 911 to report that the Grinch was trying to steal Christmas. The Clarion Ledger reports it happened Saturday in the Jackson suburb of Byram. An officer went to
Tylon Pittman's home to assure him that the green creature wouldn't take anyone's gifts.
I was hoping his name was Sidney Lou Who.
Nope, this is Tylon. He had been watching videos online when he became alarmed about the Grinch.
Well, why not? Yeah.
Told his mom he dialed 911, but she says she didn't quite believe him until an officer knocked on the door.
Yeah, he did.
Tylon says he has a plan in case the Grinch does appear. Says he will wrestle him and hold him until the police show up.
Aha!
What exactly is the Grinch, Ted? Some sort of a big furry animal? Does it have a species?
That's a good question.
Just a made-up thing.
There doesn't seem to be any Mrs. Grinch.
There's no
other evidence of any other of his kind.
When did the Grinch first surface? You were a youngster, I'm sure.
Well, Seuss wrote the book.
Yeah.
Was it late 50s, early 60s?
Okay. Yeah. So it's been around for a while. The Grinch. 6:35 with Steve and Ted. I'm just looking here to see who's going to share some Christmas cheer with us this morning at 8:10. Oh, we have the new Wichita Fire Chief. That would be Tammy Snow.
Yeah.
Yesterday we had Mayor Longwell on, and basically he really understood what we were trying to do.
Yeah, that was pretty good stuff.
In that he did his little comedy routine where he made fun of you, which I thought was pretty good. Usually he makes fun of me, but he kind of nailed you yesterday. But Bob Layton, city manager, was with us, and he did a great job. And Tammy Snow is up today, and basically we're having some people that you know that are fairly prominent people around the community just check with us at 8:10 here this week in the morning and share with us some of their memories of Christmas, their feelings and thoughts about Christmas. Everybody, I think, has some thoughts about Christmas. Tammy Snow coming up at 8:10 this morning here with Steve and Ted.
Yeah, well, it doesn't snow in Wichita anymore, so all we got is Tammy Snow.
You know, and I'm trying to think how many times in my entire lifetime there was a white Christmas. Probably a handful.
Handful.
I mean, they're not in South Central Canada.
What's the average here? It happens once every 8 to 10 years, something like that.
I don't know. I'll bet you.
Roughly.
I'll bet you we could go to Chance Hayes at the National Weather Service and say, hey, can you do some research? They've got all the records. It'd take a little search, but I think he could find out, at least go back 25 years or so, and find out how many white Christmases we've had.
At one point recently, I thought I saw the figure that like 13 times over the past 100 years, so about once every decade. We have a white Christmas.
So, you know, if he's dreaming of a white Christmas,
I think that's
he's really dreaming, right?
Yeah.
Wichita Penn, just in time for Christmas, we're talking about 4th of July. Wichita City Council looking at fireworks ordinance today. And you heard him break his idea yesterday on right here with Steve and Ted and Mayor Longwell saying, hey, you know what? How about some designated shooting areas within the city where they can use those stronger, Class C fireworks? Why not do that? Maybe he's got an idea. I don't know. Of course, all the other cities around here in Sedgwick County you can do what the state says. You can use regular fireworks all you want, but that's what we're doing. We're dealing with it in the off season. I wonder what kind of comments they'll get from the public down there. There are people. This is one of those things.
It's a very polarizing issue.
Yeah, it seems like it's not that big a deal to me, but you know, people will get upset about these kinds of things. They do. Hey, coming up at noontime today in the noon hour, I'm going to be at the Taco Bell at 21st and Ammon.
Mm.
And it's the Christmas cash promotion. In other words, someone coming through that drive-up lane, chosen at random, I'm just going to give them a big envelope full of money, $98 cash.
How about that?
And we've been doing this for several years with Taco Bell. We call it Christmas cash.
It's your last stop of the year.
I think it is. Last stop of the year, and I'm looking forward to it. So that's going to be at 21st and Ammon at Taco Bell, the Christmas cash.
How about that? Well, somebody at the lunch hour today will get a nice
Christmas surprise. All right, it's 6:38 now with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Time for the commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Back on Monday, the live cattle and the feeder cattle started the session with positive trading and quickly turned on the negative side. The close was negative, but off the session lows. Cash cattle weighted average price last week ranged from $119.5 to almost $120. Lean hog futures also started the session higher and closed negative yesterday. And Friday of this week at 11 a.m. is the monthly cattle on feed, cold storage report, along with the quarterly hogs and pigs report. 11 o'clock is an early time for those reports. We saw yesterday feb cattle 42 cents lower at 120.60. Jan feeders down a dime at 147.65, and Feb lean hogs $1.12 lower at 67.40. Now only the wheat futures managed to close positive Monday. The corn traded near or on their contract lows, and the soybean futures made new lows for the current slide lower. From last Monday to yesterday, the USDA has announced soybean export sales totaling over 1 million metric tons. Ag markets will close early on Friday. March KC wheat at the moment's down a half a penny at 418 and three quarters. March corn up a quarter of a penny, 347 and a quarter. January soybeans down a penny and a quarter at 960 and a quarter. February crude oil trading 33 cents higher at 57.55. February gold's up $2 at 1,267.50. The March S&P a point and three quarters higher at 26.96 and a quarter. March dollar index 10 cents lower, trading at 93.13. And March Dow Jones futures 34 points higher at 24,857. For commodity trading or Ag Marketing Advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Let me make sure I got this right. The Ag Commodity is going to close early on Friday?
That's right. We're going to be closing at 12:05 and 12:15 on Friday.
Exactly.
Those, reports are coming out at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. Exactly. This is no yoke, right?
No.
Oh, no. I'm thinking about eggs right now. You got me saying...
My favorite part of the egg.
Yeah, over the weekend, my wife, you know, she's got both of her knees replaced now, and that means partly that I'm doing laundry, which I've been doing a great job with laundry, but also, I think it was Saturday morning, she said, you know, I could use some hash browns and eggs, you know, so I went in there and put on my apron, and I whipped up some nice hash browns and some fluffy eggs.
Why are you thinking about eggs?
I don't know, because he mentioned the egg market.
He said ag market.
Did you say ag or egg? Ag? What, you mean egg or ag?
A-G. I'm going to start using the full word agriculture.
That would help.
That would help.
God, Tom, he's very confused over here. He thought...
Tom.
He thought you said egg market.
I beg your pardon, Tom. I misunderstood.
Now, Steve, years ago, there used to be an egg futures contract.
All right. Well, yeah, see?
Of course, if you hadn't misunderstood me, we'd never
have
a story about you cooking breakfast.
Yes. Now you know how wars get started. Right?
That's exactly right.
Well, I apologize to you. I misunderstood you. That's terrible.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm starting to respect Ted's position more and more all the time.
Yeah, because...
I don't like Ted's there.
Yeah. Well, he had to point that out. You know. I thought he said egg. Okay, fine. Enough. Thank you, gentlemen. 640.
Have a great day.
You too. Egg. You say tomato. I say tomato. 642, Stephen Ted. Doc Grant, CFP, the money market. Money tracker coming up. Financial advice you don't want to follow, says Don. We'll tell you about that on the way with Stephen Ted.
Are you okay over there? Are you having a mini stroke? What's
going
on?
It's Christmas. It's Christmas. Leave me alone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.